Welcome to the forum tonight. The topic is hearing from the hearing impaired. We have several hearing impaired people here, and they will talk for about 20 minutes sharing some of the things that you see written on the board there. And then for the rest of the time, it's really open for all of you to ask questions, discuss your feelings, your thoughts. Please feel free to disagree with some of the things that are said, or whatever, because the whole purpose of Holden Village, really, everybody is an individual, and we all have our own opinions and perspectives. You know, what we hear tonight, some may clarify some of the feelings, you know, for the deaf and in the hearing world. Some experiences are good and bad. Some church experiences are good and bad for us. Different ways that we've grown up. Because we really are all individuals. You know, hearing impaired people aren't all the same. And I'm sure you know that already. We'll try to finish around 9:30. But please feel free to continue the discussion, conversation among yourselves afterwards. Okay. I'd like each person here on the panel to pretty much introduce themselves briefly, their name, where they're from, your family experiences, your education, your job, very briefly, please. Maybe we could start with you. My name is Dan Glenny. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm going to talk about my deafness. I was born hearing and stayed that way until I was 5 years old. And I became deaf by basically cold. My mother warned me, said that dinner was ready. And I didn't hear. And she called and called and called and nothing. Finally, she tapped me on the shoulder and I was scared and I turned around and said, geez, I couldn't believe it. You don't come. And sure enough, I was deaf. They pulled out my tonsils, hoping that maybe I could hear, but nothing. So about 2 years, that was when I was about 5 years old, I became deaf. Then when I was 7, I went to a hearing school, public school. I couldn't hear anything. People were talking. So that was for 2 years and I didn't learn anything. And then I went to a special school and I tried to lip read. Many of the teachers would try to help me with lip reading and they tried to help me feel the pressure from it. And I was just so frustrated. And then I learned sign language through some deaf friends. When I was 15 years old, you know, and I tried to lip read until I was 15, and then friends taught me sign language. And I certainly like sign language a lot better than lip reading. Okay, thank you very much, Dan. My name is Kathy Glenny, and I'm also from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was 9 months old, and I became deaf from spinal meningitis. And I almost became blind also. And I was 11 days
in a coma.
11 days in a coma. And so then they pretty much left me, and I was in a wheelchair. And my mother called California. And the doctors came to try to help and try to give me exercises. And I finally woke up. You know, I was deaf after that. How about your school experiences? Well, I went to Frederick in Maryland. Frederick, very good school. I really learned a lot there. It was the School for the Deaf in Maryland, and they signed there. Oh yes, all the teachers. Dan and Kathy are married and have two hearing daughters. And both are interpreters. Right. Thank you very much.
My name is Pernell Peters, and I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. And I was born deaf. And born a deaf baby. And I went to school at Nebraska School for the Deaf in Omaha. In Omaha.
Are you married? What's your job?
I'm single, and I work at Mid-America.
Mid-America Web Press.
And I'm a printer. I
work
at that printing
company. Okay, great.
My name is Dorothy Sparks. And I formerly lived in Omaha, Nebraska. Right now I'm living in Des Moines,
Minneapolis.
And my family is deaf. And that's my brother over there. And I work in Minneapolis as a supervisor for
data entry.
At first, Minnesota, I worked at a Minnesota bank. Okay.
Your school, did you go to hearing or deaf school?
I went to the State School for the Deaf in Nebraska from grade school to graduation.
My name is Elroy Tribal. I was born hearing at the age of 7. I had scarlet fever, very high temperature, destroyed my hearing nerves. I became hard of hearing. My mother, of course, would not let me. She was very demanding. She kept challenging me. Fortunately, she knew of a deaf school in the city where I grew up. I went there, and my teachers also understood that I needed challenging. I was not for stupid. So I was fortunate that way. However, the school was oral. I had a difficult time. There 5 years of that oral school, but then after the war, hearing aids were invented. And I was given a hearing aid. The hearing I had left happened to be in the voice range. So I went back to public school. With the hearing aid, I was able to continue my education through a high school, college. I graduated from the University of Wisconsin. Job with DuPont. But then, at the age of 35, the hearing, what I had left, started dissipating. At the age of 35, I became stone deaf. At that time, I started attending deaf church. I learned sign language. Today, I still think as a hearing person, but I understand better with signs.
You want to say a little bit about your family?
So I have a very learned sign language at the same time I did. And I have two children. One daughter, one son. Five grandchildren. I'm very proud of them. None of them have learned signs yet, but I hope they will.
Thank you very much. Yes?
My name is Joyce Sparks. I was born deaf. They don't know the cause is unknown. My mother made me use headphones to try to learn to talk, speech, different things like that. I plan to go to St. Louis, Missouri, to an oral school. But I didn't like that place, so I came back home and looked for a school and finally found in Lincoln, Nebraska, there was a school. So I went there for a short time and learned speech. It was a hearing school. And it had a special unit for the hard of hearing to keep up my speech, and I used a hearing aid. But no sign was used until I was in the sixth grade. And then I went to Nebraska School for the Deaf. And I could do both. I could sign and lip read. My husband, I have two normal children. They've learned sign since they were little kids. My parents have normal hearing too. And I have one sister, Vernell, and another brother. They're also deaf.
Okay, you were?
Yes, I work for Motor Vehicle Department in data entry. My name is Albert Sparks. When I was born, I lost my hearing, don't know how. And I work for the same as Vernell. She and I work at the same place. I'm a bindery. I work in the bindery. I'm a bindery operator. And I've done that for over 23 years. And the children are hearing. They have normal hearing. And this is my wife. And that's my sister. And that's my sister-in-law.
I know that Albert and Dorothy's parents are deaf. Do you think maybe you became deaf through a genetic factors?
I don't know. It just happened.
My parents, their parents, and all the generations before that are not deaf. It just started happening in my parents' generation and now our generation. But the next generation, his children are all hearing. So we don't know exactly how it happened.
Maybe it's genetics. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to... Anne, would you like to say something?
I'm in Maryland and I lost my hearing at 7 years old in 1911. I had scarlet fever for 3 days only, no breaking out, and I had a high fever. And doctor said that burned my ears out. And I went to school for talking to people. And I stayed there for 3 years. And then the teacher got mad that she had time for deaf people and she had 40 other children to take care of. So she told my mother to send me to deaf school. But my mother saw deaf people signing, and she said they acted like monkeys, and she didn't want me to go to school. So she kept me home. And I was 11 at that time. And she kept me home, and I let me go to school. And I didn't know anything about deaf school until I was 15. I was working for a government laundry. At that time, wartime, and they needed help. And I was a big girl. I was more like 18. They never asked me how old I was. I was 14 at that time. And I worked for 1 year. I come home one day, and a cancer taker was at my home that afternoon and asked me about the family. And my mother said she had a deaf daughter working. And they asked about my age. She said 14. And they said that was awful. I should be in a deaf school. So she left some papers about the deaf school. Olathe, Kansas. I come home from work that night, saw those papers, read them, and oh, I wanted to go to school so bad. But my mother and father did not want me to go because they did not want me to learn sign. And I was lip reading pretty good, but not good enough. And I went to the library every day. From the time I was 11 until I was 14, reading books. And I read through all the 24 books of knowledge. The large ones, about that big. And I learned everything through those books about things about the world, about languages. I learned so much that when I went to the deaf school when I was 15, they put me in the sixth grade. Oh, it was easy. The upper seventh, too easy. The eighth grade, too easy. The ninth grade, and then so, ninth grade, I stayed for 3 years and graduated with a scholarship for Gallaudet College when I was 18. And I planned to go, but at that time they had a depression. Money was low, hard to get. My stepfather was having trouble with his work, need some money. I was earning $110 a month in that government laundry at Fort Lewis. And I live near Fort Lewis in Washington, and I truly was living in Kansas near Fort Riley. Thank my God. Well, I got bit off on that, Fort Riley. Well, I was working for a government laundry, and they told me when I went off, but any time I wanted work, come back and maybe give me work. So I went to school. My stepfather and mother were very, very mad. They didn't want me to stop. And they said the money was worth more than what I could get in school. But I wanted to go bad, so I went anyway. They told me I have to come home again if I went. Well, I went. I wrote home every day at night, put late home. They invited me home for Christmas. So they forgave me. And they were very proud of my signing because I had learned to sing. And they thought it was wonderful how I sang, "Near My God," to be and other songs. So I stayed in the school for 3 years. I worked every summer in the government laundry. And I graduated from that school, planned to go to college, but like I said, my stepfather had trouble. The school, college told me I could wait 1 year, and next year I could go to college, so I planned to do that, to give my stepfather my money through that summertime. But that fall, I met my husband, and we got married. So I didn't go to college after all. And, but I think I have learned more in life, school, than I would have gone to college. And, of course, I had 8 children. They kept me busy, and I had a very happy life. I think I've said enough.
Thank you, Ann, very much for sharing that. Wow. And we think we have a rough time. Okay, we've passed our 20 minutes now, so really it's opened up now for any of you to ask questions. You might want to ask something related to some of the what's on the board or anything different, really. Anything you'd like to ask any of us as a group of people? Yes?
I'd like to know, I don't remember now which two are both deaf and they had children, the married couple?
Two married couples.
And they're both deaf?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This couple here,
just
too.
How they managed with the children and how they took care of them.
Okay. Well, you or me? Well, whichever. Do you want me to go? Okay.
Hold on 1 second, please. That is her daughter right there.
Her daughter's name is Paula. I have another son named Ben, but he's not here. He's at home. He graduated from high school just recently, and then he will go to college, a small private college, in the fall. Anyway, I taught my kids when they were little to sign with voice because he can't talk very well. Anyway, then as they grew up, and then I stopped using my voice. I didn't use voice with them, I just used sign. And they made it through it. When they were babies sleeping, I had a baby cry signal with a light. When they would cry, I would wake up. I also have a doorbell that's hooked to a light. And my telephone the same way. The phone, when it rings, a light will flash.
Paula, would you like to say anything about growing up with deaf parents?
Well, I can't remember really well, but... have to help me. When I was a baby, I learned to sign first, and then I learned to talk. Is that right?
Right, both of them. But for him to sign only with no voice, but for me, I did both.
Paula, would you say that ASL is your native language?
Yeah, ASL. I really don't know how to sign the American Sign Language. I never learned it. I just learned ASL. It's easier.
Now you two, yeah, the question over there.
Well, if they've got something to say.
Okay, we'll go to them briefly and then we'll go back to you. Do you want to say something about your hearing kids? Would you like me to say? Okay, go ahead. I can speak okay with the children. my wife really couldn't speak that well because the school really didn't learn any lip reading. So I would talk to the children, and she was really pretty stuck. And later we'd be driving the car around shopping, and my wife would see the baby and see a tree or something. And my daughter first learned the sign for tree when she was 2 years old. And so then it really began to build there. My wife would sign with no voice, and I would sign with voice. But a big problem is that her mother and father would come and visit us. Oh, when Karen was about 8. We'd have a family dinner, and Karen would talk to the grandmother and grandfather fine. And then when she talked to my mother, it turned the voice off, and grandmother and grandfather wouldn't understand. And they would feel somewhat rejected. So I'm not sure exactly why. Deaf, she would talk with no voice, and then when she talked to the grandparents, would just use a voice. Both daughters that we have are interpreters now, and we're very proud of them. Thank God. Okay, thank you. Yes.
I'm wondering if, especially some of the older people, how their parents communicated with them after they became deaf, and whether the family that has several deaf children and deaf parents, if they used American Sign from when they were babies.
Dan is saying no, that's really tough. How did your parents communicate with you? Did they write notes, try use speech, sign, what?
My parents were oral all the time. They required oral all the time. ASL? A few times, but it was hard, fingerspelling everything. And when it was words that were hard to lip read, you try to fingerspell them, but most often just through lip reading. Well, my parents were deaf, so ASL was used all the time.
Easy for you, huh? No problem for you. Anybody else? Elwer, you became deaf when you were 35. How did your parents communicate with you after that?
Well, they had a whole only on business. And that's true. I would bring my wife, and they would sign, or she would sign for me, but my parents were talking about. They were a little bit put off. They'd stop talking, calm down. And they'd go off and talk by themselves. They were a little upset by it.
You were upset?
My parents were a little upset with our signing.
Arlene, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, you have to realize his parents were in their 70s, late 60s and 70s when this happened to him, and they just never really accepted his full deafness. They would shout because when he was growing up, he had a hearing aid, and he could hear if they shouted loud enough. So they would shout, and after 3 days I would say, let's leave, I can't stand shouting anymore. But the biggest thing that happened to me is when he lost his hearing fully at the age of 35. We had many people we thought were friends in the church. We were both very, very active in the church. When they found out he was deaf, we played bridge a lot. They would say yes, they would come. And that night, they would not show up. Walked into church on Sunday morning, good morning, and they would walk past you as if you were a brick wall. And this was very hard. My children, our children, came out of Sunday school in tears, saying, why don't those kids like us anymore? They won't talk to us, won't play with us. Very rough on the baby. It still bothers me when I think about it. Usually keep it pretty deep hidden. But that still bothers me. they professed to be Christians, and yet they couldn't accept us because he was deaf.
When did you learn how to sign?
During the time that he learned. Fortunately, I had gotten involved through the church with a deaf church in Camden, New Jersey. And we would travel from Richwood, where we live, to Camden. And the pastor from Trenton, New Jersey, would come down to sign service for deaf people in that area. And through a church in Pennsauken, New Jersey, we met a woman there. And she asked us to please come and help serve refreshments after the service, so that the deaf could visit and eat something before they left, because it was late at night, sometimes 10 o'clock before we left the church. And these deaf people took us in their arms, embraced us, and taught us how to sign. Were the ones that brought me back into the church, or I would have left at that time.
Yes. I'm a pastor of a church, about a middle-sized church, and we have one lady in the congregation who is pretty well deaf. She sits in the front pew and tries to watch me, and it doesn't work most of the time. Her little hearing aid goes off the scale and squeals, and the rest of the people fret and fume and say, "What can we do?" And all the lady wants now, she wants to learn to lip read. That's all she wants to do. What advice would you have for a pastor?
Dan's saying, does that woman understand sign language, or can she lip read somewhat now?
She can lip read somewhat.
Does she sign?
No. Not at all.
Is she the only deaf in the church?
Like her, yes.
I have a question now. I would suggest that you give her a copy of your sermon.
I do that now.
Oh, that's really good. Maybe have somebody sit next to her that could sort of point to the words in the liturgy. And then she can follow easier. That's what my parents did with me when I was growing up. You know, I didn't go to a deaf church.
Uh-huh.
About the hearing aid, I don't know what I can tell you. Most deaf people, well, many deaf people, I won't say most, they stop wearing their hearing aids, because oftentimes they really don't help that much, unless they're hard of hearing.
How does one find help for her in lip reading?
Where do you live?
Oak Harbor, Washington.
I can give you a name of a pastor for the deaf in your area, if you're interested in that. And he could probably give you additional resources, you know, for helping with this woman in your area. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Over there, please. And then we'll come back over here.
I have two questions. One is there a tremendous pressure for deaf people to speak? And secondly, what do you think of ASL being offered as a foreign language in the public school system?
Anybody want to answer that?
Yeah. Well, I think it's great that they're given sign language in public schools. I think that's really great. That's really going to help. But understand that the deaf people, you know, don't feel apart from the, you know, they feel a little bit different because they're in the deaf world. So if hearing people can learn sign language, that'll make them warm up and accept us some. They won't feel so rejected. We won't feel like you're so cold.
Anybody else want to add something to that? You know, ASL is so simple for us. And we can abbreviate so much with ASL, you know, much more so than English.
Well, the kids learn so much with foreign languages. Possibly they could learn more in college, more in foreign languages, but not take it up as a foreign language.
You mean, well, did you learn foreign language in school? Did you?
I mean, not right now, I don't. But I'm planning on taking a German class in high school. So they did have a signing class in the high school I'm going to, but they took it out. They took it out, I think, I'm not sure. What for? I guess not many people took it, but now people are starting to get interested, and they just took it out, so a lot of people are mad.
Okay, suppose in high school, I think what they meant, you know, in a lot of high schools, it's required to have a foreign language, for example, Spanish, for example, German. You know, what about sign language as one of those options? You know, and then the hearing kids would pick from one of those options. ASL, for example, do you think that would be a good idea?
Yeah.
I would like to add to that, no matter whether it's offered or not offered now, ASL actually is the second or third most commonly used language in the United States, actually.
How many deaf people are in the United States?
Anybody know? I've heard statistics. 1 out of 10 are hearing impaired. Hearing impaired can mean a little bit of a hearing loss to total deafness. 1 out of 10. That's a lot. Yes?
How many of those know American Sign?
Anybody know? Well, I would say maybe 5 or 6. Maybe 50-60% of them. That's just a guess. You know, I don't really have any statistics on that. Yes? Yeah, sure.
For those of you who were not born deaf,
Dan says, no, I was 5 years old. My mother said, wow, your hearing was great, it was sharp. But I really can't remember myself. Kathy, no. Elroy?
But specifically, looking about, I mean, I remember a lot. I remember Christmas carols. I remember hearing the voices of my children. And those, especially at Christmas times, are the times where I really feel I have to fight hard to get
from being depressed. Do you hear voices in your dreams? In your dreams?
Why do you have voices in my dreams? I dream both kinds of dreams. Yes, I hear voices, and I also see people talking to me in sign language. And I still hear music.
Yes.
My question is, what are some helpful things that you would want to tell hearing people? Maybe things that have happened to you that have been uncomfortable situations due to ignorance of hearing people, I mean, not knowing. Can you educate us a little bit on, you know, how to, I don't know, relate better?
I think, for me, it's I think it's great to have a deaf center to inform people about what deafness is about and what we can do. For deaf people can do just as what hearing people can do. The deaf center would be good for the deaf people and the hearing people. We have one like that in my city.
Anybody else want to add something to that about your feelings on, you know, pretty much how we can improve things in the world?
Yes.
Both my daughters are older now and they're interpreters, you know, married. They go out all the time, they have fun, and oftentimes we're left alone. We mow the grass, you know, and I see cars drive by talking to people. We have no idea what's going on.
Suppose cars go by and finger spell at me, and I say, where did you learn sign language from? Well, I learned it from high school, that kind of thing. So, sometimes I'm surprised to see people out in the community use sign language. It's great. I wish that all people could learn sign language in high school now.
Anybody else? Can I add something to that? Okay. What?
We have a college daughter who is very interested in deaf education. And she's studying to be an elementary school teacher, has had 2 years of college. And she's wondering now, the school she's at does not have deaf education. So she's been wondering whether she should stay there and get her BA and then go somewhere else, or transfer and do both at one time. And she would also like to know what schools there are for teaching this education. I don't know if there's a place to get a list or what.
Maybe I should answer, because I'm a teacher for the hearing impaired myself. What part of the country do you live in?
Iowa.
I'm thinking about graduate school level, because your daughter could get a BA, you know, in regular education and then go to graduate school. There really are several good schools. Western Maryland College is one. Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. California State University, Northridge. Oregon College of Education. She's responding before becoming a teacher of the deaf. Anybody else think of anything?
Augustana College in San Francisco.
South Dakota.
Augustana.
Augustana in South Dakota.
Augustana.
Lutheran College. That's an undergraduate, right? Not really a graduate.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's an undergraduate program, I believe. Does that help?
Then no, thank you very much. We've been trying to find a place to get a list, but it's hard to find.
Right. Yes?
I think Pacific Lutheran University near Tacoma, Washington has sign language.
Pacific Lutheran University? Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Yes?
Beth, I was wondering, on less academic subject, does your little boy behave differently for you than for your husband? He seems to be really well behaved, and I was just curious.
He seems to do what he wants and get what he wants. depending on who he can manipulate at the moment.
Is he hearing?
He pretty much behaves the same for both. He seems to babble with both the signing and voice right now. And we use both with him. You know, I try to use my voice. You know, I can speak. And he seems to understand that, you know, that he can communicate with the signs. And he understands a lot. He can sign a few things. And he's trying to say a few things.
So will he grow up being bilingual without even going to school for...
Oh, yes.
That's
I hope.
Better.
I think he will.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He better.
He will, because if he wants something from me, he's going to have to sign. Yes.
I'm interested from hearing from several people on the panel what has been best about the week at Holden and what has been hardest as hearing impaired people here.
Having the interpreters here. That's been pretty good.
Dance is right. And a beautiful place. Very, very friendly people. Very friendly people.
All of you. Yeah. I hope we'll lose weight.
What do you think is worst?
The food. Right, the food.
Anybody else other than food?
You breathe me, don't you?
Anybody else? Something more?
Mother said the best thing was when it rained and it wasn't so hot anymore. In fact, it's her fault because she prayed for rain.
We got it.
How about the interaction? I was just wondering about the interaction with the hearing community here at Holden.
Not very much.
Dan says, yeah, pretty much. You know, if I found out that people didn't understand me when I talked, then we would write notes back and forth, and there wasn't that much of a problem. You know, and I really don't talk much, so we would write notes back and forth, and that seemed to work out pretty good. We understood each other.
I don't think it was very much talking with the hearing people that went on.
Why?
Not sure of myself, maybe going to the people. And so we would go off on our own. At your work, the foreman that I have there, when I talk with him, I can fingerspell with him. I can do that with him.
Anybody
For me,
else?
I really enjoyed the staff here. A lot of people have come up to me and I felt a very warm reception here. I felt very connected to the staff here.
I think at meals we should set them up so you would have an interpreter or two at a table and half hearing impaired and half of us queer people. And so that you got an opportunity. I've really not known how to do it. Really not known how to make the
Sure, contact. That would be nice. That would be nice.
Maybe that's a good future dream for happening here. If more people knew sign, we certainly could intermingle a lot more.
I think that's a really good idea. I studied a little bit of sign a long time ago, and I've been wanting to talk to the people, and I've talked to a few, but I understand now how they feel because I feel so frustrated. I can say, how are you?
have a nice day and I'm lost, that's it, I'm gone. And you know, it would be nice like if they had more interpreters and spread out and get practice, have conversation, things like that. It's so frustrating. You want to talk to someone and you just kind of smile and around and stare and feel like an idiot.
Yeah, I feel the same sometimes. Please, don't feel bad, no.
But
both of my daughters are interpreters. And they won't help their husbands to learn sign language. They want them to learn it themselves. And my son-in-law says, how am I going to sign? So he goes to my wife and says, you need to learn. So please, don't worry about that. You know, on your own, you can learn more. Yes, go ahead.
I know I've felt what several other people have expressed, kind of embarrassed that my signing is going to be wrong or that something of that sort. But I guess the same thing that I would ask of someone who speaks German or French, I've tried to listen to some of the signing and the interpreters, because they make their motions very crisp and clean. I'm beginning to understand them, but when I've tried to talk to some of the community, they make their signs so fast I can't hear anything. You have to slow down for us slow folks.
Maybe it's time to ask you how we, you know, can make things easier for you too.
Since ASL and English aren't exactly the same, is writing the English language taught, or is writing even more difficult?
Sometimes, for myself, English I'm not that good at. You know, ASL really helps a lot. It's faster, you know. It's better than fingerspelling. It's easier, you know, for interpreters to change it for deaf people. You know, big words, etc. They actually change some of the words into ASL for us. A lot easier for us.
I can relate to that because I don't understand ASL. I only understand English. And when I talk with the Bushwick Elber, someone born deaf, I don't understand 50% of what he's talking about. I understand the interpreters because they mouth the words, find the breed, and sign together. Helps me understand completely. My language is English. Being hearing until 35, it's a little bit difficult to learn ASL at that time.
I know that when I go to school, they teach me English language. You must do this, and this is your verb, and this is your noun. And then you come home, and you have to, your mind changes to ASL, and everything's short, short, short. And then you go back to school, and you have to make everything long and long. And I just wish that in school they teach ASL. It's so easy.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to what you said up in the balcony. Writing is taught. You know, I'm talking from a teacher's perspective here, okay? Writing is taught in school to the deaf, but oftentimes teachers use English to teach English. And that just makes it worse. You know, but I noticed that when teachers use ASL to teach English, then the deaf tend to learn it a lot better. Does that make sense? Okay.
Is there a hearing impaired week regularly at the Holden Village, like every year?
Yes.
I have maybe a suggestion. Maybe as one of the discussion groups, you know, every day there could be a sign language class, and some of us could learn. I know in 1 week you're not going to learn a lot, but we could learn a little bit. I would like to do that.
Yes.
Well, that's a good idea. Great. Do you like that idea?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And it might be fun to do, too. Yes?
We've done that in the past, and the biggest problem was is because of the turnover of the day, we'd get very different people that would come, and we maybe taught the alphabet and some signs the one day. Then you get all new people, and then it's like, now what do we do? So, you know, we did it for quite a few years, and it just didn't seem to work very well, and that's why we didn't do it this year.
But you have so many volunteers here now. One could take Monday, Tuesday, or the beginners, and then you could move them on to another volunteer and could take Tuesday, Wednesday, or take them up to intermediate. And the more you have involved, the more interaction you're going to have between the hearing and the deaf community.
Yes, that's certainly a possibility. You all want to come back to do that?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Then they won't ask you to wash the dishes like they did one of the other deaf ladies.
Wow, many hands. I'll start with you, and then we could go to you, okay?
I just wanted to hear from the interpreters. I mean, offering a class like that has got to just add to your taxing load already. I mean, you guys just must be exhausted when you go to bed after one day.
I think that the deaf could actually be teaching the signing without the interpreters.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, we could use a chalkboard. We could mime. We could manage, I think, and give them a little bit of break time, too, maybe. Do you all agree? Okay.
I don't understand the difference between what you're talking about is American Sign and English and alphabet and how many varieties, how many ways to sign or speak are there?
You know, there's really ASL and English, that's pretty much it. You know, no real ABC. Anybody want to answer that?
Let's see, there's English. English is learned through auditory ways. There you have linear sentences, whereas ASL is more visual. Like, for example, if somebody was going to say, you are going to bed. In ASL, come on, go to bed. It's sort of shorter, it's more visual. So you don't need all the different structures in the linear language.
Anne has her hand up. Yes, Anne.
The difference between American Sign Language and the new is one sign in the old language would mean 4 or 5 words sometimes. And the new one, they have a sign for every word. And that makes it hard. The old sign language, like I want to go to town, go to town. The new sign language is I want to go to town.
No.
The difference between me, different words. Me go to town is old. New, I want to go to town.
Which one is it?
Okay. Right. I'll get back to you in 1 minute, but did anyone want to add something else there before I spoke? Yes. It's actually easier for interpreters if the hearing spoke, you know, the interpreters can just change it right over into ASL. you know, it's a whole lot easier than finger spelling a lot of it out. Instead of, I want to go to town. Slow down, please. A lot faster with ASL. I don't know who asked that question back there, but I just wanted to add a little bit. There really are about 7 or 8 different sign language in America only. And most of them are really invented by hearing people. And most of them are not really used by deaf people, okay? Some people have invented things that I really have to say are some stupid sign languages and not really natural and smooth. They have things, for example, carpet. They would say car pet. Or for food, they would say it's like zucchini. Zoo-ki-ni. Now I know that that sounds funny, but it's based on sound. And the deaf really don't communicate based on sound. It's a very visual communication they use.